Praise the Lord. Greetings in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem, Chapter 68. Continuing on in the Kingdom of God. Before the Unfolding. Scriptures. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, that we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, for they there that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Psalm 137, verses 1 to 9. How hath the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with the cloud in his anger? He hath cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and hath not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord hath swallowed up all the inhabitants of Jacob, and hath not pitied. He hath thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He hath brought them down to the ground. He hath profaned the kingdom and the princes thereof. He hath cut off in fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he hath burned up Jacob like a flaming fire which devoureth round about. He hath bent his bow like an enemy, and hath stood with his right hand as an adversary, and hath slain all that were pleasant to the eye. In the tent of the daughter of Zion he hath poured out his wrath like fire. The Lord is become an enemy. He hath swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed his strongholds, and he hath multiplied in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. And he hath violently taken away his tabernacle, as if it were of a garden. He hath destroyed his place of assembly. Jehovah hath caused solemn assembly and Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. The Lord hath cut off his altar and hath abhorred his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of Jehovah as in the days of a solemn assembly, and wail to lament. Solemn assembly. Jehovah hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out the line. He hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying, and he hath made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the nations where the law is not. Yea, her prophets find no vision from Jehovah. Lamentations chapter 2, verses 1 to 9, American Standard Version. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son? And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But under the sun he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Hebrews 1, verses 5 to 8. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans 8, verses 29 and 30. And scriptures. Two visions. First vision. I beheld then one of the gates by which one would enter the city of the Lord, and saw that the sons and daughters of the Lord, they who had abandoned all things and had laid down their lives for the sake of the Lord and his gospel, stand outside the gates. They had gathered together unto the city, and in their faces I saw the longing and yearning for total freedom, and heard them exclaiming how they had longed to be free of all fleshly encumbrances, so that they could enter freely into the city and be there to abide forever, that the time of tribulation for them would end, and that they could enter their age-abiding rest even through the ages to come. How they longed for their testing to end, for their trials to cease, that flesh for them and carnality for them would no longer keep them from entering into the beautiful city of God. End first vision. Second vision. Then seeing the expanse of the earth and all its territories, I could see those that were overcoming, scattered amongst the nations. Each one was geographically separated by time and distance from those of like precious faith. As I beheld this, I saw the Lord move by his Spirit, igniting on fire the hands and the feet of those who were overcoming, while the fire burned upon their heads. Each one in their own place upon the earth had been ignited with the fires of God this way. The fires were such as I have seen in previous times when I beheld the throne set in the midst of the fire which enfolded in upon itself. Upon the hands and the feet of they that were overcoming were small mere images of the same fire that folded in upon itself, each hand, each foot, with an individual fire. Just as I saw the fire folding in upon itself where the throne is set and where the Lord does sit upon the throne in heaven, similar was this fire for those upon the earth. Upon each one was ignited with this fire, there was a sound of a great trumpet, and the Lord gave glorified bodies to each member of these who had fire upon their hands and feet. As the Lord glorified them, they immediately came into order as the army of the Lord upon the earth. The fire then upon their hands and feet became molten and flowed with a force that nothing in nature could stop. The fire flowed forth from them out unto the uttermost parts of the earth and to all nations that dwelt upon the earth. This fire grew in intensity and became huge billowing flames before the army, unstoppable, full of the heat and the fire of the Holy Ghost. I saw that as the nations had been in turmoil and tribulation before, now with the fire from the hands and the feet of the army of the Lord, that everything men tried to do to build up their nations utterly collapsed. Nothing was able to withstand the burning. All was consumed by the flames of fire which was coming forth unstoppable from those who now formed the army of the Lord in glorified bodies in the midst of the world filled with great and horrible tribulation. All that was in tribulation was added to by the fire, thus bringing to an end the ways of the nations, and second vision and visions. There is about to be a great change take place for those who have learned to obey the Lord and who are not afraid to continue bearing their crosses. This change is going to manifest itself very quickly, and it will come in but a moment of time, and this is just before us. For those who have learned that overcoming is a simple matter of obedience and yieldedness unto the Lord and his dealings, this great change is about to come. The change is most definite in what it will be, and the time of it is most assuredly going to happen at that perfect moment that only the Lord alone knows. This change will be the exchanging of our natural bodies of flesh and blood for bodies of eternal light and glory, bodies deathless, unending, everlasting, bodies filled up in the veins with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, a flow of his blood that is ceaseless and will flow until all things have been reconciled back to the Father. This great change is a revelation of the Lord in a company, a group, a smattering of the sheaf of barley, and but a few ripe kernels fell to the threshing floor. These are about to be visited now by the Spirit of the Lord, and the Lord is going to raise through them in greater intensity to prepare them for his coming. His preparations are vital and important and very crucial to our understanding, for the coming of the Lord is a matter of great holiness. This is the Lord coming to us, waving over our heads the banner of his unending love, but in holiness that is even more than mortal man can understand. And that thing that is going to bring this change, that thing that is going to glorify the bodies of those who overcame, is holiness, even the holiness of the Lord God Almighty. Not only so, but this coming is the first resurrection. It is a time when the graves will be opened upon the corpses of those who had died as previous overcomers in ages gone by, even up to recent times. In this coming holiness, they will rise from their dust and ashes to receive also their new bodies first. And then we, who are alive and remain upon the earth, will also be glorified with them. This coming of the Lord in the first resurrection will be one of the most notable holy acts of the Lord since the time of the ordination of Moses' tabernacle. And the people who will be glorified, those raised from the dead in this mighty resurrection, and those who are alive and remain, are but a few who obeyed the Lord and overcame. And they shall be in the precise image of holiness, as is the Lord God himself. As perfect mirror images, they shall be brought forth in absolute holiness, in bodies which cannot pass away, and with minds perfect in thought and in structure and in total perfect harmony with the very heartbeat of their heavenly Father. And now a list, that's this glorification of the overcomers list. All this will happen while the earth is in great tribulation, even as it is now. This glorification of the overcomers will happen while the world is still in its time of struggle and woe, its time of not finding answers to the problems between them. This glorification of the overcomers is going to take place right during the time of the present-day newscasts of disasters and troubles and wars and rumors of wars, with nations rising against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. this glorification of the overcomers will begin and end while the world still does not know the Lord or understand his purposes or knows of the true faith of the elect, of those who hold to the name of Jesus. This glorification of the overcomers, of the overcomers, shall have with it the revelation of those who overcame, the very same people that all the others rejected and cast out, the very same people that were set aside as useless and profane, that blasphemed their religious orders by not submitting to their pastorates or their councils, schemes, and plans. The glorification of the overcomers comes during the time coming of great financial woe and collapse of those who hold money as their God and wealth as their safety. When the world finds that it doesn't have enough money to fund their lusts and their needs and their all-consuming fleshly desires or fund their wars. This glorification of the overcomers shall also discomfit totally all the political systems and governments of men. During this time when the governments of the nations are not finding solutions to their problems, the glorified army of the Lord will make it even worse, for they will cause the systems of men to fail immediately, and nothing will be able to be rebuilt in man's governance when the army of the Lord is revealed. Every plan made will completely collapse in the government of men. This glorification of the overcomers will destroy the pride of nations. All the nations that are upon the earth will dissolve at this revelation of this little small troop of people, sons and daughters who form the government of the kingdom of God. These, after all, are numbered with 144,000. There will be no room for man's governments when this government is revealed in the earth. This glorification of the overcomers shall shame every single religious effort of men, whether it be Christendom or any other religion. It will all suddenly become irreparable doctrine, which will fall like the ashes of a burning carcass. Every religious effort or exercise of any religion, no matter what they call themselves, will completely collapse and end in shame and in sorrow over wasted time. This glorification of the overcomers will bring down the pomp and ceremony and glittering gold of kings and queens and dominions of rulership and monarchs and government houses and palaces and embassies all to a sudden and a complete end, because a revelation will be given to them when they see this little glorified company of overcomers. They will see all they have done as being completely futile. Then this shall happen. This glorification of the overcomers will openly display the great love of the Father, unbounded and real for each and every soul that is alive on the earth at this time, beholding this glorified troop. This glorification of the overcomers will openly destroy all the works in the world of men and will burn all that man has built up and will completely destroy all the elements and ambitions and plans of any man, nation, or kingdom. This is so that men will know that the kingdom of God is everlasting and that the nations God created are to be brought as they were created, minus man's governments, as a glory into the New Jerusalem. This glorification of the overcomers will bring all nations upon the earth to a total standstill. They will stand and cover their mouths with their hands when they see the power of the Lord and the glory of his name in the small company of those by whom this revelation will come, even those who were set aside for such a time as this. This glorification of the overcomers will begin the millennial reign of Jesus upon the earth as the King of Kings, overcoming kings, and Lord of Lords, overcoming lords. Upon the earth will be one giant little red schoolhouse, whose pupils will be the nations and each person therein, and all shall be taught the first principles of the doctrine of Christ, until all shall know him, from the least to the greatest. This glorification of the overcomers, at the point of glorification, death will end in this natural creation. That is not to be confused with the workings of the second death, which all must go through. But the death that came because of the curse of the fall will end, and the earth will enter an Edenic state, not a state made by global warming, but a state made by an earth once consumed by the fires of God, but now by the new creation life of which Jesus is the head and creator. This glorification of the overcomers will reveal to mankind the difference between flesh and spirit, fallen and risen, dead and alive, for the line will be clearly seen as to that which the Lord will bring as a completed new creation versus that which is to be burned by the fires of his judgment. No one will misunderstand this. And that's this glorification of the overcomers. Carrying on. Note, dear reader, that the glorification of the army of the Lord is the same as the first resurrection, which is also the same as the coming of Jesus. For at the time when he is revealed from heaven, that time will also be the completion of his purpose for this age and the beginning of his purpose for the age that is dawning. This coming, this glory, this new beginning will only encompass those who overcame. How do we know if we are overcoming? We know it if we are passing the daily test, one day at a time. And that is to endure and go through each trial day by day while keeping your gaze fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ alone. The ones doing this are very few, and they are very far between. But it is these that the Lord is going to ignite with his holy fire. They will be the outray of the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost. The outray of the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost, which would consume all that is not of the living Christ, that is in their own lives first, then in all the earth. And this coming, this glorification, the end of our earthly trials, will happen while the earth is in its present state of trouble, during the time when the earth holds in it the nations who have no answer for pollution or economy or peace. God will manifest his overcomers. Just how quick will this happen? As fast as you can blink your eye. This is not fanciful teaching or prophecy on my part. This is the answer of the Lord to those who are waiting for the revelation of Jesus from heaven. The nations of the earth will see this little glorified company on the earth, who, by the might of nothing other than the Spirit of the Lord, will totally destroy everything that is not of God. No army on earth, no weapon, no ballistic missile, no nuclear bomb, nothing will affect this glorified troop. They instead, by the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost, will cause all men to cease from their own way. And this, dear reader, will happen while you see your present newscasts and learn of the problems that the world is having. It is before all of this that the Lord will present his glorified chosen ones who will usher in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, thus animating the age of the kingdom, wherein men will learn what it means to know the Lord. And the nations will not only see this little troop of glory coming forth, they will also see him who they pierced, even the Lord Jesus himself, in his own glorified body, leading the army upon white horses, or in marching boots, whatever his purpose is for the time, and all men alive will know that this is the Lord who was once crucified on the cross. He is to be revealed, and all nations shall flow unto this, for he alone is the desire of all nations, and unto all these nations shall this desire come. The Lord is going to do this to stop man's way and man's pollutions. He is going to do this to cease man's governments and man's economies. The Lord is going to do this very suddenly, not gradually, but in a moment, and men will know that this is the Creator. Their science and theories will fall ashamedly to the ground when they know that the Lord reigns in heaven above and on the earth and in the affairs of men below. Not only will you see this, but if you are an overcomer, glorification will happen even unto you. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.